Swingo Prologue. Hi, I'm Michelle Cruz, Director of Community Engagement here at Trinity Rep, and I want to welcome you to the prologue for Swingo, translated and adapted by Jose Rivera from the play by Pedro Caldalón de Barca. What is a prologue? Prologue is a roughly 10-minute, mostly spoiler-free talk. You're going to hear about the play, production, and artists. This is a talk designed to give you context for the show you're going to see. Our playwright, Jose Rivera. Jose Rivera is an award-winning screenwriter and playwright. Mr. Rivera has won 2 Obie Awards for playwriting for Marisol and references to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot, which were produced by the Public Theater in New York, and with Marisol finding its way to Trinity Rep in 2019. Rivera was born in the Santurce section of San Juan, Puerto Rico, in 1955, and raised in Arecibo, where he lived until 1959, moving with his family to Long Island when he was 5 years old. He told the New York Times, "My dad was a taxi driver, and for a long time I just wanted to do better than him. So for years, I wanted to be a bus driver." By the time he was 12, though, he knew he wanted to be a writer. He grew up without a lot of books, but with plenty of stories. "I was lucky," he said, "because my grandparents, who lived there with us, were illiterate, but they were great storytellers, so I got a kind of storytelling bug from them." Jose Rivera's plays, Cloud Tectonics, Boleros de Enchanted Sueño, Sonnets from an Old Century, School of the Americas, Massacre, Brain People, Adoration of the Old Woman, and The House of Ramon Iglesias have been produced across the country and around the world. Mr. Rivera's screenplay for The Motorcycle Diaries was nominated for a Best Adapted Screenplay Oscar in 2005. His screenplay based on Jack Kerouac's On the Road premiered at the 2012 Cannes Film Festival, and his film Trade was the first film to premiere at the United Nations. He is the director and writer of the short film Lizzie and the author of the novel Love Makes the City Crumble. Honors include grants from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Rockefeller Foundation, the New York Foundation for the Arts, a Fulbright Fellowship in Playwriting, and in 1992, a Whiting Foundation Writers Award. In 1986, The House of Ramon Iglesias appeared on PBS, The American Playhouse. In 1991, he co-created and produced the critically acclaimed TV series Erie, Indiana. Rivera was also the first Puerto Rican screenwriter to be nominated for an Academy Award, The Motorcycle Diaries. About the play: love, revenge, dreams, and forgiveness. A humorous and haunting metaphysical story peppered with international anachronisms, Sueño is a contemporary English language reimagining of life as a dream, considered one of the jewels of the Spanish Golden Age. Years after a Spanish prince is imprisoned at birth, based on astrological predictions, the man is released to test the prophecies. Once freed, his action could either earn him the throne or return him to a lifetime of isolation to question the very nature of reality and humanity. Why did we choose this play? Our artistic director, Kirk Columbus, said, "Jose Rivera's Sueño is one of the absolute highlights of our season this year. This swashbuckling, funny, and profound play will take audiences on a wild ride, one that will stay with them long after they leave the theater. Playwright Rivera is one of the greatest talents in the American theater, and under the direction of our newest resident company members, Tatiana Maricalo, the words and ideas in this remarkable play will delight and inspire." Our director, Tatiana Maricalo, is a Puerto Rican director from Miami, Florida, who received her BFA in acting from the New School of the Arts and her MFA in directing from the Brown University Trinity Rep MFA program in spring 2020. At Trinity Rep, she's directed Fade in 2019, and her work in the Brown Trinity MFA program includes references to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot, The Last Days of Judas Iscariot, She Kills Monsters, and La Comedia de las Cuevas, a bilingual Spanish-English adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors by Cufa Castro. Carlo has worked on the Trinity Rep and Rydell partnership, Teatro en el Verano, which brings free bilingual adaptations of classic plays to all sorts of locations throughout Rhode Island. In 2018, she directed La Tempestad, and in 2019, she was at the helm of Much Ado About Nothing, which was Tanta Bulla y Paqué. She has been commissioned to direct both locally and nationally, and she was the artistic director of Micro Theater Miami. Tatiana was named 2019's Matt Harris Directing Fellow at Williamstown Theater Festival. Sueño, she said, by Rosé Rivera, the adaptation examines the role of fate and destiny on humanity. Tatiana said, Rivera manages to make dense Golden Age language relevant and cutting. Reflecting his ingenuity, we placed it on the set of a telenovela traveling from the 1600s Spain to modern-day Rhode Island. Tatiana is working alongside Gia Yarn, artistic director, Patrick Lynch, set design, Shazad Mazari, costume design, Christina Wantaby, lighting design, Herman Martinez, sound design, Anaïs Busto, stage manager, Marion Heifler, assistant stage manager, and Mark Rose, fight choreographer, for this exceptional and electrifying production. The production's cast features resident company members Daniel Duque Estrada as the cursed prince, and Anne Scaria as Basilo, Sigamundo's father and king of Spain. Rounding out the cast are guest artists Rudy Cabrera, Katia, Victor Neto, and Arturo Puentes, all of whom were previously featured in Teatro en el Verano's production, directed by Tatiana, and the Brown Trinity Rep students Alfredo Antillon, Andrew Gombas, and Jihan Haddad. The Power of Bilingual Theater. As a bilingual theater maker from Miami, my heart beats in service to the community that shaped me, Tatiana said. Initially, my journey into theater began as a joyful escape and a way to connect with others, an avenue for making my own little slice of the world a better place, and a space to celebrate what and who I loved. My grandmother made sure to never miss one of my plays, no matter the distance. Although my work was primarily in English, and she spoke very little of it, she always made an effort to congratulate me, commenting on the costumes or how handsome an actor was. I sadly knew, though, that however much she wanted to support me, she wasn't able to fully participate in the theatrical event or engage with me or the theatrical material itself. It was my desire to bridge this linguistic gap with my grandmother and connect her through an art form that was felt so powerful that was the primary catalyst for my interest in bilingual theater. Marie Kahlo, speaking to her beginnings in Providence and at Trinity Rep. During my graduate school journey at Brown Trinity, I was vocal about my artistic intentions and eventually found myself in contact with Marta Martinez, the executive director of Rhode Island Latino Arts, RILA, and the former associate artistic director of Trinity Rep, Tyler Dabrowski. Together, both RILA and Trinity Rep were re-envisioning their Teatro en el Verano partnership program and touring bilingual summer productions that I ended up directing. Here, I applied the ethos I cultivated in Miami and found once again that each other's collaborations were unique, sense of self, cultural understanding, and artistic contributions allowed for more robust and nuanced theater. I was particularly inspired to see how cultural expertise in Marta's oral history enabled the community-specific bilingual theater to thrive. As someone deeply tapped into Providence, she resonated with the soul of that community and facilitated the creation of truly transformational art. This furthered my belief in how bilingual theater must be approached collaboratively by its very nature. I believe this type of work is not only an artistic endeavor, but also essential for our survival. Though I was essentially an outsider, the Latinx Providence community took me in as one of their own, and that solidarity is the reason I stayed in Rhode Island after graduate school. It made me reflect on how we survive as a community. There's something to be said about having a safe space in a world where you are constantly othered. There's no doubt in my mind that the communal experience of othering is also part of our solidarity. Be sure to read more about Tatiana and the power of bilingual theater in your Sueño program. Our set. We couldn't continue with this prologue without saying something about our intricate and lavish set. We'll let you step in and experience the visual firsthand today, but be sure to check out our Facebook page and watch the creation of the Sueño set from conception to construction. In the time lapse, Marissa Leonardson condensed a nearly month-long process into just under 2 minutes. It's a sight to be seen. The telenovela. Director Tatiana Marie Carlo based this staging of Sueño on a telenovela set. But what exactly is a telenovela? And why set a Spanish Golden Age adventure tale on the set of one? Telenovelas are a style of serialized dramas produced in Latin American countries at their most basic definition. Telenovelas can span a range of genres from romantic comedies to historical dramas to thrilling mysteries. But what they all tend to have in common are melodramatic storylines and multiple plots that may or may not intertwine. While the theatricality and exaggerated situations of telenovelas often lead to comparisons to English language soap operas, telenovelas tend to have short runs of only a few seasons compared to the decade-long legacies of American soap operas like General Hospital or Days of Our Lives. Telenovelas also air during prime time instead of daytime and tend to target a broader demographic than soap operas. Some popular telenovelas have been adapted for English-speaking audiences too. The ABC sitcom Ugly Betty is based on the Colombian telenovela Hizo Betty La Fe. And CW's Jane the Virgin is an adaptation of Venezuela's Juana de la Virgen. After a rise in streaming and easier access to subtitles, it's easier than ever to watch telenovelas in their original language. Like telenovelas, Sueño has melodrama in spades. Plots like Rosaura's search for her long-lost father, Sigismundo reuniting with his family after being locked away for decades, the love affair between Sigismundo, Rosaura, Estrella, and Dofo are also dramatic climax of the play and are all things that wouldn't be surprising to find in a telenovela. One telenovela Tatiana cites as a major inspiration for her direction of Sueño is Telemundo's El Zorro, La Espada de la Rosa. Based on the classic fictional character Zorro, a swashbuckling masked vigilante, this telenovela specifically inspired Sueño's action and period setting. Another one of Tatiana's favorites is Luz Clarita, a Mexican telenovela about an orphan adopted by a wealthy family who still searches for her believed to be deceased mother, impacting the lives and drama of those around her. She's also a fan of Mexican singer and actress Thalía, who famously starred in María del Barrio, known as Humble María in English. One of the most popular telenovelas of all time, María del Barrio, also followed a girl who goes from rags to riches, but focused more on the romance between her and a wealthy man, with a woman so in love with him attempting to drive a wedge between the two. Despite the melodrama within telenovelas, it's the human connections fostered that make the medium so relevant, and Tatiana hopes that translates to Sueño on the stage. When Rivera learned of Marie Carlo's telenovela-inspired vision, he found it particularly interesting. He said, It's funny they're doing that because there's a line where Rosada says at the point, calling her situation a tortured soap opera, he recalled. I think that's great. And it's also funny because even in the original, the relationship between Estrella and the Duke really feels like an old school Latin soap opera. He's a cheater and she wants to make sure he's faithful. And there's a lot in common tropes of soap operas in the story. I'll leave you with a fun fact. Our director's father, Ismael East Carlo, is an actor and has made several TV appearances, including soap operas like Days of Our Lives, and appearing as Hernando Rivera as a recurring character on General Hospital, giving some inspiration to the telenovela theme in the production you'll see today. Looking ahead, want to venture outside and be part of excellent bilingual theater in our community? Well, Trinity Rep, in partnership with RILA, Rhode Island Latino Arts, will continue its annual tradition of offering free bilingual theater throughout the Providence area during the summer of 2022. Come to Teatro de los Veranos La Mancha this summer. Get to know this timeless Spanish language classic and the first modern novel in European history in a new way with this free, hour-long, family-friendly bilingual production. Thank you for listening, and now settle into your seats and enjoy this show. Disfruta del espectáculo.